Well, now, more about what is on television and what is succeeding and what's not succeeding this fall. Joining us to talk about the network television fall season is Marisa Guthrie, television reporter for the New York Daily News. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And as we've heard, there are some NBC programs that are not performing very well this fall season. Which ones are the disappointments?
Well, certainly Kidnapped has been a disappointment for NBC. It had a high-profile time slot on Wednesday night. They've moved it to Saturday and declined to pick up any additional episodes.
And then we have something quite fascinating, which is two programs from NBC, both based on or spin-offs from Saturday Night Live.
Yes. One is a madcap comedy called 30 Rock, and that's from Tina Fey, who was the head writer and one of the stars of Saturday Night Live. And the other is Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip from Aaron Sorkin, creator of The West Wing and Sports Night.
Now for
and that is a very Sorkin-esque, aspirational drama about the politicking that goes on at a network, such as NBC.
Yeah, here is an example of a very Aaron Sorkin-esque dialogue from NBC Studio 60.
Hey, you know what this is? It's the sketch that got cut. I just read it. I thought it was inspired, but I'm not an expert. Matt, read it and tell me what you think.
No, I'm not going to read it.
Just read it and tell me if it should have gone on the air.
I don't need to read it.
Matt.
You don't need to read it.
Why?
Because I wrote it.
That's Matthew Perry and Bradley Whitford, who play a writer-director team brought back to a program very much like Saturday Night Live, and they're sparring with the very young broadcast executive, Jordan McDear, played by Amanda Peet. Show's doing all right, or not?
It's been a little discouraging. It premiered with about 13 million people, and this week's episode was watched by just under 8 million, which is never a good sign and is something that makes broadcast network executives very, very nervous.
Now, there's a new NBC show that I know you like a lot. I finally saw the first episode to it. It's Friday Night Lights. It's about high school football in Texas based on the movie, which was based on the book. Very interesting program, and I gather not a huge ratings success.
Terrible. Wonderful show. One of my favorites, but no one is watching it. Just no one. It's on at 8 o'clock. It might be a little early for a show like that. It might be a little too realistic. In the first episode, the show's star quarterback is catastrophically injured. He's paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
The whole show, the whole tenor of the show is about getting out of a dead-end life.
But the realism that you spoke of is what struck me, that this town with its strip malls, with its rather modest houses, half the size of the houses on Desperate Housewives or something like that, it looks real. People are supposed to come home from work at the end of Friday, turn on escapist network television, and they're going to see their real lives pretty realistically depicted in all of these scenes.
They are, and that's a fine balance. I mean, you may have some people who don't live that life that will watch it and will find it compelling. But most people, I mean, they use television as a narcoleptic tool and they don't want to come home from a hard day of work and see this desolation. They'd much rather sit in front of a game show or Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars is an ABC program, I gather, very successful, and ABC has some other returning hits and also a new surprising hit program.
Ugly Betty, yes. It has really connected with viewers in a way that most of the other new programs, with possible exception of Heroes, have not.
Let's hear a little clip of Ugly Betty. This is the star of the series, America Ferrera, and she's trying to get into an exclusive joint for a party.
This is a party for my boss, Daniel Mead. I'm his assistant. No, I am. I am here. Look, I have my Xerox card here somewhere. I know I have it. They don't just give these to anybody. Oh, see, she knows me, Amanda.
Why don't you come back on Monday night? That's when we let anybody in.
And that is, she's this rather plain young woman who works at a fashion magazine surrounded by glamorous people.
Yes, and she wants to be in. And can't we all relate to that? Which is why viewers are watching.
Well, may they succeed. Thank you very much for talking with us, Marisa.
Thank you.
That's Marisa Guthrie, who is television reporter for the New York Daily News.